The Gemara says on Daf Yud Zayin, a maimon from Rava, that b'schus b'schar she'ama Avraham Avinu v'anochi afa v'efa zochu bonav lebeis mitzis efa para v'afa sota. So the Ravis often quote the Beis Halevi says that interpreting this Gemara, this maimon of Rava, that b'schus that Avraham said. In the Schad, they said, Anochi Afa Va'efa, that when Avram says Afa, what's the difference between Afa and Efa? Afa is something that has no past, but has a future. It can be cultivated. Efa, on the contrary, it's ashes. It had a past, but now it's burnt. It has no future. So Avram, in his humility, was saying that he has no past, no future. He's totally dependent on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he was zoiched to do these two mitzvahs, Efa Parah and Afa Sota, because Efa Parah is, Efa has, is ashes, as we said, has no future, but Afa Parah is Metar Mikan L'Haba. He gives a person who's tummy Tumas Mace, the most severe tumor, he gives him back Tara, his future. For Afa Sota, if the woman is innocent, it's Megala Mafreya that she was Toho. And therefore, while Afa had no past, and in his humility, he was Zoicha to Afa Sota, which it tells us about the, and reveals the past, that she was really Toho.